Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Hello and welcome to Bloodbath Wednesday, the aftermath of Virginia. That is what they're calling it, folks. Terry, bye-bye, buddy. Remember when Kamala Harris came? Well, Virginia is big. You know, we got our former governor and our future governor and da-da-da-da-da. And this is going to, whatever happens, it's going to shape 2022, 2024, and beyond. Like, I think Virginia, hopefully, that's the problem you have. You have a ton of Democrats that are like, I didn't like Trump, but I want to get America going again. I'm not for this radical stuff. And when his campaign, like the last couple weeks, was a train wreck beyond. Pardon me. MSNBC's low-rated dumpster fire. You know, they're still pushing it, right? It's radical. It's all this, you know, they're all trying to pull all this stuff. You know, Virginia supposedly blocked people from voting that weren't masked, and I think they tried to do some things, and yeah, that didn't do no good. They'll try anything to help the communists win, and it didn't work. You know, you have a black lieutenant governor. She's from Jamaica, and a lot of Jamaicans came from Africa originally, and you got a Attorney General that's Hispanic? Wow. Gee. Isn't that interesting? Where's the mainstream media talking about that one? Heck, it was Fox News that was the last one to even call it. I'm going to get into so much tonight. I also want to get into some Premier League news. So thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of. And let's look at Psalms 42. For the choir director, a psalm of the descendants of Korshah. Why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again, my Savior and my God. Think about that as you're going through your day to day. I'll put my hope and faith in God and look at what he did. That's the problem we have in this country, because you have Democrats, the Republicans, and he's a racist. I mean, just like my caller the other day, on Monday, he couldn't, you said make a bleeping bleeping, and you just, can you, you look like, you sound like you could take a go both through a garden hose, kind of, you know, they can't. There's a little pesky thing called facts, you know. Just look at the gas prices then and now. Yeah, Joe Biden got the most votes of any candidate ever. Now he's like at a 30-some percent approval rating. Are you kidding me? I don't know how it's even that. What do they do? Have pollsters ask Democrats that are like in D.C.? I'm going to get into this really quickly. Apparently, there's going to be no nativity scene in Washington, D.C. this year. The Supreme Court has ruled there cannot be a nativity scene on Capitol Hill this season. This is not for any religious reasons. They simply have not been able to find three wise men in the nation's capital. A search for a virgin also continues. There was no problem, however, finding enough asses to fill the stable. Remember, when Kamala Harris was campaigning for the governor, you know, the Democratic candidate, she's like, you know, if McAuliffe loses, Kerry loses, we're done. We're doomed because this governor's race is going to have implications in 2022 and 2024 and beyond. The problem you, Kamala Harris, and Joe Biden have is you're radical, and there's a lot of Democrats out there that are moderates. I think this is actually showing that there's a lot of Democrats out there that I'm not a Trumper, but I don't want this stuff. Well, that's your option. You're either America first or you're not. You either support America and put America first or you don't. You don't have a middle ground here. It's not like, well, Trump is America first, but this is how he wants to make America first. Biden is America first, and that's how, no, it's America first, China first. On day one, you know, and my agenda, my administration, we're going to, you should have been scared on day one when Joe Biden said America first is done. Putting America first, done. We don't care. China, anyone else, you know, no. Kamala Harris. And she basically came out blunt saying that 2022 and 2024, a lot of what we can get a short synopsis of what's going to happen in those from this election. And this speaks volumes. It was they're using the term bloodbath. It wasn't like a close race, like the New Jersey governorship is very, very close. And I have a feeling I'm asking God to intervene in that one too, but it's so close there. But my point with all this is this is a short synopsis. This is like a snippet, you know. The midterms and like the election, presidential election night, they're like my Super Bowls. They're like my AFC and NFC championships in the Super Bowl. And this November took a hit for me because but seeing in this Virginia race that the Republican dominated. I mean, people are done with this critical crap, this critical, oh, he's a racist. Yep, I'm a fascist, but I'm calling him a fascist. Yep, that's right, man. Youngkin's a racist. I mean, his campaign the last couple of weeks was a dumpster fire. Oh, it was so bad when they had those Democrats trying to pretend they're like white supremacist Republicans trying to bash Youngkin, and they were instantly like called out. It didn't work. They kept trying to push the race card and all this stuff, and oh my, it was just. Because, even NBC and MSNBC and stuff was like, I was kind of too, they hesitated calling it, but Fox News was actually the last one to call it. And I'll tell you why I believe that. There was a video I watched where Newt Gingrich was being interviewed on Fox News, and he brought up that these people were like, hey, if it wasn't for George Soros, these people wouldn't be here. And she basically called him out like, now you ain't talking about George Soros. Not today, Satan. Not, you know, basically she implied you're not going to step on the hand that feeds you. We're here. Hey, my paycheck relies on George Soros, and you're not going to bash the person that feeds me. It basically just showed that, I wonder how much Soros has invested in Fox News now. A guy who's said on multiple occasions he wants to collapse the American, he wants America to fall apart. And Fox News is like, you're not going to talk about him. You're going to, you know, like, and after silence for a while. Like, we'll be back. Like, we're done. You know, like, we're not going to continue this charade. Like, you're going to bash George Charles. We're not going to have you on here. That should speak volumes. But Fox News is not the Fox News that Sean Hannity joined in the beginning. It's gone in the toy. Him and Tucker Carlson are about the only two true Americans on that program. Everyone else is just communist, except for, you know, Dan Bongino and stuff. A couple, like, a very small. But don't worry, folks. Don't worry. It's turning around, because I think, this proves my point. I really believe this, that 2020 was rigged. Well, 16 was rigged and something happened. In 2020, they fixed it and they got it rigged for Biden, because you're seeing this radical agenda that Biden said he was going to do from day one. And if he had 80 million, if he had a record number of votes, why aren't that record number praising him and getting on their knees and bowing down to their leader, if that's what they wanted, if that's what they were truly voting for? I think that a big number of the people that voted for Biden didn't hear him say that on day one, the America First agenda is gone, done. America is coming in last. We don't care. Jobs overseas. China, number one. Sorry, folks. Illegals, they come before vets. I'm Joe Biden, and F you. I don't work for you, pal. And that's what's going on. All this stuff, because I know people personally who voted for Biden, like, what's going on? Why are we out of groceries? Why is all the crap? They don't understand why gas is $3 a gallon. It's like $3.40 here, depending, like $3.50, like $3.20 to $3.50 a gallon where I live. They don't know why the grocery stores are out of stuff and why everything's gone up $3 and $4 and, you know, everything is, they don't understand why we can't get half the stuff and we're out of straws, we're out of this and everything. They don't understand it, but they voted for Biden. And I think this is showing why you had a record number of people supposedly vote for Joe Biden, but he has a record low approval rating. Because the few people that legitimately voted for him didn't know what they were voting for. Oh, yeah, the gas price is going to skyrocket. No, it's not. Whatever. It was $1.70 at times a gallon of gas when I was where I live. And I've actually taken pictures. Here it is. Whatever. That's not real. Whatever. Okay, is someone going to have to put a gun to your head and threaten you with a concentration camp? What's it going to take me to wake up? Like I've said, you need to get a bunch of these people that have vaccines in them vaccinated and get them infected with COVID so bad so that they can wake up to realize it, because there's so many people that still, you can't get COVID if you're vaccinated. Whatever, that's a lie. Quit lying to me. You cannot, if you're vaccinated, you can't get COVID. No. Oh, so Colin Powell died from COVID, who is fully vaccinated. Jim Pulaski has it. That's a lie. Whatever. Okay, Fox News. They don't get it. You know, I don't want to give anyone COVID, but these retards that think you can never get COVID once you're vaccinated, they need to get it or need to wake up. Because I still get people that 190,000,000,000% believe that you can never get COVID once you're vaccinated. Or if you can get COVID, it's because a vaccinated person can only get COVID from an unvaccinated. Like, if I'm vaccinated and I get COVID, I can't spread it to, like, vaccinated people can't spread the virus. It's only unvaccinated people. And if I get COVID and I'm unvaccinated, you have to be, I can spread it to you. But if I was vaccinated and I get it, I couldn't spread it to you or whatever. I don't know. That's my assumption, considering the fact that that's the only way it could be, because vaccinated people are only getting COVID because that's what somebody told me. Vaccinated people are only getting COVID because they're unvaccinated. Like, we're never going to go back to normal. Until everyone gets vaccinated, we're going to be stuck in this. Okay, well, so people that can't get COVID because of medical conditions can't get the vaccine. Okay, there's hundreds of thousands of people that can never get the vaccine because of medical conditions. So how are we ever gonna get everyone vaccinated? You can't. Yeah, I just had to quick do something, folks. It was quick. Yeah. Well, yeah, I run a couple websites, and it's like support groups and stuff, and it's like, okay, I get tons of spam. But, you know, this governorship speaks volumes. And what you're seeing now play out is a bunch of Democrats that I think are like blue dog. And that's the thing. How do they get, because I don't think if Sanders would get in, I don't think if Sanders would honestly win, because look at Biden. Sanders is more radical than Biden. And people are like they're not, I think too many people vote Democrat or Republican and they don't look at anything. Because if you understand what Biden was pushing and followed his campaign, first of all, if someone comes out and says, on day one of my campaign, America First agenda is gone, you need to look and say, wait a minute, what do you mean by America First? Does that mean that, are you going to move jobs overseas? Is an illegal going to get benefits? I can't. What do you mean by America is not going to be first? You know, I hope if I live in France that they're going to put their country above other countries. I mean, it's ridiculous. But, like, I mean, you go to Texas. They're finally taking things in their own hand by installing border barriers made from shipping containers. And a bunch of people said, why don't you put the illegals back in the shipping containers and ship them back? My problem is, why did they stop building it in the first place? Democrats would have kept building all. See, well, you could have had that thing built by the time they, okay, take us to court over it. Go ahead. We're not going to stop building. Take us to court. By the time the wall is finished, yeah, you need to stop building the wall. The judge cited, okay, it's already finished. Okay, I guarantee you they could have had the wall built by the time they would have been. Same thing with the Keystone Pipeline. If that was a Democrat thing, they'd have been like, take us to court. Good luck. We're not stopping building it. Look at what they do with the sanctuary cities. They just keep going and keep going and keep going. You know, it's nice to see them doing stuff, and it's, you know, it's nice to see. People don't want this. People, the majority of people don't want what's being shoved down their throat. And I think the majority of the people, when they voted for Biden, they didn't know. I mean, you still have people now that think that you can't get COVID if you're vaccinated, which is a falsehood. It's one of those things, and it's where we go and what we do. And I mean, when you have supposedly a conservative news network, and they're the last one to call for the Virginia race. I mean, you have MSNBC's Johnson calling out, and MSNBC's a dumpster fire, man. If it wasn't for George Soros and China, I guarantee you they wouldn't even be on the air. January 6th terrorist, MSNBC's Johnson. January 6th terrorists, they're called terrorists, are being treated with kid gloves because they are non-black. Pushing the race card again. Terrorists? So what are the cops that let them in? So you mean the people standing there posing, taking photos, buddy, terrorists chop people's heads off. These people were in there taking selfies. Remember those old selfie cameras that they had where when you had it on a tripod and you set the thing and like and you had like 5 or 10 seconds to get in front of the camera before it would snap. Remember that? That's what it looked like. Like they had the camera on the tripod. Okay, ready? I'm getting in front of the camera. Say cheese. Say hi, UN. You ever seen? Revenge of the Nerds, when they did the camera. Say, hi, UN, and they got in front. Ching. That's what it looked like. Terrorists chop people's heads off. Oh, but since they're being, yeah, they're not even being given the rights. They shouldn't even be in jail. But, oh, they're being treated. See, that's... See, because people are done with this race crap. People are done with this. No one's buying this bull crap that everything is about race. And no one's buying this crap anymore. And that's what, it's kind of like Ole Gunnar Solskjaer or Manchester United. They don't have a game plan. They're just hoping that they're moments FC, and they hope that someone just quick scores somehow magically and wins the game. I'm just go out there and try to get, here's this ball, try to get it in that goal, okay? And at halftime, we switch. Okay, so I don't care where you're on the pitch. Just be somewhere to get the ball in the goal, whatever you have to, I don't care. Well, I'm a central defensive midfielder. No, I don't, well, I just, well, what, I don't know where that position goes. Just whatever. Wherever you want to be on the pitch, set up. I mean, this race crap, no one's buying this crap anymore. They're done with it. I want the best person for the job. That's what I want. Doesn't matter if it's a man, woman, whatever. Like, would you rather have a white man that's more qualified to protect you than an Asian man? What would you do if your company, because of diversification, you had a less qualified Asian man protecting you, not a white man? Pardon me. I would want the white man or woman. I would want the most qualified person. If it's an Asian woman, great. Wonder if she can even protect me. Wonder if she knows martial arts. But, you know, I want the best person protecting me, no matter who it is. Yeah, they're not even given due process or anything, and they're like, oh, they're being treated like kid gloves. Because, you know, every time a black person doesn't comply with a cop and he gets shot and all this stuff because he tries to kill the cop and grabs for a gun or something, oh, the cop's at fault. I'm tired of the cop gets shot, the cop shoots back, and then the cops, how dare that cop, how dare he. Oh, it's okay, though. They're non-black, so they're being treated like they're not given. So if they're not given their due process, if they're being treated like kid gloves, they shouldn't even be in jail. I mean, they even in Virginia went as far like they were blocking maskless residents from voting, and most of them just got a mask and put it on. I didn't know what to do. I had K. Well, then. See, Democrats really don't know what to do. They don't, because, you know, this Virginia governor's race is a snippet of what's going to happen. If the Democrats don't wake up and realize, hey, if we don't distance ourselves from this radical Biden, I'm not going to get reelected. Now, they could, and what scares me is they could say, okay, well, I'm going to kind of distance myself from Biden and stuff when I campaign and do all this stuff, but then once I get in there, I'm just going to, all I need to do is say whatever I have to get in, and then once I get in, Biden, let's go. And that's what scares me. I can see them doing that. You know, we want to be, there's a dancing dad video with his cancer-free son. And I'm telling you what, if you ain't bawling your eyes out 50 times over, we want freedom in this country. We want our lives. Tomorrow's not guaranteed. I'm Dr. Fauci, and we still don't know if it's safe to have Thanksgiving, but I'll let you know. I mean, Christmas, we can't even begin to tell you, but, you know, you ain't canceling nothing for me. I saw my mom today. I might not see her tomorrow. She's doing stuff in Indy, so she had to... So I'm like, okay, yeah, I won't be able to go an hour away and do stuff. I'm like, I'll help you get a hotel room. Indy! Holy criminy, what they go for. Hey, yeah, just pray for my mom. Please and thank you. And, you know, she's just like, yeah, I can't go from here to Indianapolis and do all this before stuff she's doing Saturday. I'm like, well, we'll help you get a hotel room. And my mom and dad helped her get a hotel room. It's like Expedia. And I'm like, why can't the Hyatt Regency, why can't we, I wanted to see if I could get her there because I've worked in this beautiful hotel. Sold out. Dang. Better I got her at a nice hotel. Like, yeah, I want you at a decent hotel. Yeah, pay the money. Well, there's a motel sit. No, you're not going to, I'm not putting you in a hotel where the doors to the hotel are the outside, you know, No. Yeah, it's like ridiculous. I'm like, I thought about taking my wife for a weekend and going down to the Indianapolis and spending the night. And I'm like, I'm not spending like 3 weeks, 2 weeks pay for one hotel room. Thanks, Biden. Well, they're probably just having to recoup all the billions of dollars they lost from not being able to have people in hotel rooms. But I've had some people will say, like, if you call the front desk and do this and say, hey, what kind of... And I've heard, though, at some places, like, they'll treat you by what you pay. Like, if they know you went on this website and you got a really, really, really good deal, and he's paying $150 and you're paying $100, they'll go out of their way more for him than you just because you paid less. I know all kinds of... You don't want to know some of the hotel and restaurant and grocery store stuff. I know. And I think I've said this before, don't ever buy any marinated meat from a grocery store that they marinate. Don't do it. If you're going to buy a cake from there, make sure it's whole. If you ever get like a cake, if you ever see cakes that are cut in half or in pieces, the smaller the pieces, my wife is calling me and I'm on the air. Yeah, my wife is calling me. That's why I have it on silent. I love you all. So I just wrote her, making sure she's okay. But yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous, man. And I mean, seriously, like, don't buy meat that they marinate because it's old. The if you get a whole cake, it's fresh. The more it's cut up, the longer it's been out there. But it's one of those things, you know. It's this country we live in. I truly believe it started with the end of Trump's thing with this COVID, and they got him to do things that he normally wouldn't do. But it's one of those things that people don't get. You know, people just assume, like, everything in this world, and you can't. Yeah, do your homework. It's amazing how many people who voted for Biden, I know voted for Biden, that don't understand why we were having $3 a gallon gas and why grocery stores are out of everything. And I went to go buy pork ribs and they're this much and da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, you know, and you have all these kids that don't know anything, and you have an establishment media that everything's race. Well, yeah, race. No. No, no, it's not about race. It's not about race, folks. Excuse me, it's not. It's about paycheck. It's about getting a $100 paycheck. That's the equivalent to like a $10 paycheck now because of inflation. And moving forward in this nation, we don't know how long we're going to be here. But people are like, well, can we, you just saw a college football stadium full of 100,000 people and you're questioning, well, Dr. Fauci doesn't know if we can have Thanksgiving. Did you not just see that sold out Alabama football stadium? You don't know if you can celebrate Thanksgiving? Man, right now, somebody's grandma just died. Somebody's uncle just passed away. You don't get that moment back. You don't get that time back. There ain't no more Thanksgivings ever again. You're never going to see them. Oh, but it's okay, folks. Don't worry. It's okay. I'm going to give up my potential last times with my family because I have to wait to see if I can have those because of a doctor or whatever his name is. Yeah, and Tuesday night also, if, I didn't know if maybe this went under the radar, but this was huge, and I wanted to make sure I get into this big time. The Democratic Party's Defund the Police movement in Minneapolis overwhelmingly voted against abolishing the police. She. Pardon me. Huh. And it's these same retards that defund the police, that hold these signs up with defund the police. It's the same retards that would be sitting there going, if I went to go hold, if I took a gun to them to hold them up to rob them or to rape them, they'd be like, cop, where's the cops? Cops. You don't want the cops. You want to defund the police. They're not coming. What, that's what that means? Pardon me. It's like when they went to New York and they said, they asked all these people because they're all these kids and stuff, and they did this in L.A. like, I can't believe, you know, Trump and not letting people into America, and da-da-da-da-da, and he goes, and, you know, vetting people, just make sure, when you vet somebody, it makes sure that they're safe when they come here. Because it's like in Chicago, when I was defund the police and someone gets shot at, like, where's the cops? Yeah, and you're part of the defund the police movement. You don't want police, but then you're the one that's getting shot at. You're like, where's the cops? 911's a joke. My mom, she's hurt. Someone call 911. Oh, yeah, you just put on public enemies. 911's a joke, and you're... How about we do, like, you know how they have those no-fly lists? How about we have a no-call list, like, where if you want to defund the police and your name is on a list, and if you call for help from the police, they won't help you. Or they'll limitedly help you based on how much money they have to help you with because they were defunded. And the people that don't want to defund the police, the resources should go to support those callers. Yeah, since you wanted to defund the police, yeah, we couldn't afford bicycles or anything, so the cop's going to walk there. Oh, he can't afford a gun or bullets or anything, so, yeah. It'll be about an hour from where he is to where you are, so good luck. What, you're hiding under your bed because there's a guy with a gun in your house? Well, man, well, you wanted to defund the police, and they did, so, hey, we ain't got cars, guns, nothing. We just got to walk there. Yeah, he has a clown that goes with him and makes pistols out of twisty balloons, and he just has to make sounds. Good luck. Just stay calm under the bed until the cop comes. He can't afford a uniform, so he's just walking around naked. Pardon me. My nose is like a faucet today. I don't know what the heck. I seriously don't think these people know what they mean. Because these people that, how dare he select who comes into America... Oh, that's what that means? Because, like, when Trump was wanting to vet people from other countries to make sure they're safe before they come in here, how dare he do that? How dare he have travel bans and that? And every other president has... And what's funny is every president has had travel bans. And when we have these travel bans, Trump does it and it's racist, but everyone else is... So what were Obama's travel bans, you know? But it's one of these things that's going on in this country. People, I think, really waking up. You know, it's just that one sect, I'd say about 30% of the people that, like, defund the police, and then when they get shot at, where's the cops? You know, I'm against capitalism, but they have an iPhone and a Starbucks. You know, it's that sector that doesn't know what they mean when they say defund the police or... what vetting is, what a travel ban is. Kind of like, a travel ban is kind of like, okay, this is an elementary school. We want to keep child predators away from there. My niece one time, there was a guy at my uncle's house. No, it was my father-in-law's house. And she came running to me. She goes, I don't feel safe. And she came running to me. You did the right thing. If you ever feel fearful, you come to me or my wife. Now, she knows to go to, like, her mom and dad and stuff first, but, like, if you have to, you go to a grown-up you trust, and she goes, go. It's one of those things that it's this world we live in. I never thought I would live in a world like this where crap goes on like that. That's what this world we live in, folks. It's scary. It is. It's a really scary time we live in. But I see a lot of positives. I see people waking up. The problem is you still got so many places. I'm sorry, folks. I don't care if you've had COVID 7 times. You have to get vaccinated. I don't care. I don't care if you know you need it. So you're gonna force me to destroy my antibodies that are better than this vaccine? Well, if you want your job. I think it's great that people are waking up and stand up for your job. Stand up and say, hey, good luck trying to replace me. Good luck trying to replace me because you're not going to be able to do it. You're not going to be able to do it. Not in a million years. I mean, I wish you could, but hey, I'm one of a kind. What can I say? What can I say? I hope you think about what's going on in this country and the positive impact. Now, it's going to be really interesting if the Democrat can lose in New Jersey. That's going to speak even more volumes, and it's neck and neck. Pardon me. And one of these things that cycles around, and I think God is working, and I think people are starting to wake up. I'm like, hey, screw this. I'm going to lose my job no matter what I do, so hey, I'm against this vaccine. I'm not getting it. Take me to court, whatever. I mean, people are going to start to wake up. These Democrats are going to start to realize, hey, you work for me. And I think they're seeing it. Got about 13 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Oh, well, we're not going to be doing Champions League. Yes, we are. No Europa League now. Thanks to Boy Wonder, Cristiano Ronaldo. Ollie's kept his job. Ronaldo's probably like, I don't care. I have to do something. I'm not playing in the Europa League. I'm not what the heck? I'm not going to the MLS. This is, no. And he scored the tiebreaker, which got us basically tied it up. And we're getting out of the group stage. When you look at those games, I mean, it's like you just throwing people out there. Just do whatever. Get the ball and the goal. I did it. You can too. I want a real manager in there. But nothing's going to change until we get rid of the ownership in that club. Until we get rid of Manchester United as we know it and get new owners and new people in there that want to win, nothing's going to change. Nothing's going to change until we change it, until we step up and say, hey, we're going to fix something. That's why they're not going to take a Conte. He's going to come in there and yeah, he's going to demand all this stuff. He's going to want a director of football. He's going to want this and this and this. Excuse me. He's going to want all this stuff. And he's going to expose us for the crap people we are. We have a way better team than last year. And we're not. He has no idea what to do, I don't think. He has no creativity. I'm tired of, let's try to get an ex-legend in here to see if they can do something. Because since he's got no pedigree. I mean, Conte would demand money. He would demand certain things. Blazers aren't going to fork out. Blazers are Dutch, man. I guarantee the owners are Jewish. I guarantee they ain't spending a dime on the club. They're taking, you know, they got that Jew gold around them, and they're just taking everything for themselves. Now, I do have Hasidic Jew in my DNA, so don't even think for a second I'm mocking Jewish people. One of my good Jewish friends, she's like, you know why Santa never comes to our house on Christmas? That's because we put a parking meter on the roof. But here's my point, though, folks. Until something happens, they're not going to get anybody decent. Or they want to try to get someone in there that's going to win and be successful by not touching the system. They don't want to get someone in there that's like, well, where's my director of football? Where's this? Where's my leadership? Where's my... No, Conte would demand all this stuff. They're not going to do that. They've even basically... There's rumors that... There's like reporters from... That have connections to Manchester United that basically said that that's... They're not going to... They want to get someone in there that... Nope, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen, folks. Just stick with Ali. Pray to God he does something. What they want is Alex Ferguson that's just going to sit there and take it up the butt and dominate with... So I think that's why one of the, I mean, if there was no illness in his family and all that stuff that went on, I think he would have gotten out anyways because he was having to pull miracles with what he had. And then I think there were managers that weren't really given, they weren't really doing anything. Well, I thought I was going to get Gareth Bale. Well, no, yeah, he was going to come here because he thought he was going to have Alex Ferguson managing him and not Dave Moyes. And it just, well, these guys were good under Alex Ferguson. Hopefully they can keep that going under me and just went in the toilet. And that's what happens. And it's just gone in the, it's gotten worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. And now you got Alex Ferguson that's kind of like backing these owners and stuff instead of, sorry, we need to get someone in there that's going to dominate, that's going to actually tell these owners what time it is. And they're never going to have someone in there that does that. They're not going to get a Conte in there because he's going to demand things and our board's not going to do it. So... It's going to be interesting to see moving forward because I think Ronaldo's going to keep freaking Ollie in a job because he's going to get us out of many. There's going to be 20 games we lose that Ollie's going to be saved by Ronaldo scoring a Moments FC goal. There you go. There you go. A Moments FC goal. Oh, yeah. Instead of a plan, this is how we want to execute stuff. Just kind of, good luck, go out there and pray to God you do something. And I have a feeling that's what's going to happen. You're going to have Ollie. Who's just going to be like relying on... Oh, Ronaldo, please score a goal. Oh, yay! If it wasn't for Ali having Ronaldo and Ronaldo scoring that goal, we'd be back in Europa League. Yipper! But you got Moments FC. You got no creativity. He keeps playing the same players over and over and over again. get players that really need to be rested, but I don't think he trusts anyone else. He's like, okay, I'm bringing you back early. I know. So. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I really do hope you feel a part of. I really hope you do, and thank you so much. And I think I'm done for tonight, folks. I'm going to sign off. But remember, folks, with a firm alliance in the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until Monday, thank you, keep the faith, God bless, and good night. Bye-bye.